Welcome to Real Estate Today. This is Connie Irving, and this is the Open House Show. So this weekend is Columbus Day weekend. I know many of you might be away or, you know, planning on visiting some fairs or apple picking, but I hope you can squeeze in some of these open houses because there are a few that are brand new to the market that I think are particularly great. So we are going to start the show over in Marblehead. So this weekend, there's 16 single families open in Marblehead, two condos. The single families range between $385,000 all the way up to $3.95 million. Two condos ranging from $250,000 up to $529,900. And there's zero multifamilies. So I picked a few in Marblehead today that I think I would like to feature. One being number 12 Garfield Street, brand new to the market. It's actually only been on the market for 2 days. It's a 5-room, 3-bedroom, 3-full-bath contemporary style home. And this one is listed at $499. This one is a newer property, so only actually it's only 10 years old. And Garfield Street is actually a really quiet location. It's on a dead-end street, but it's very conveniently located in Marblehead. You can definitely walk to town in this location. So this is a newer home, open concept. Definitely something to check out if you are looking for something that's a little less maintenance. I would say this property definitely has that feature in it because it's so young. Then right nearby is number 23 Waterside Road in Marblehead. This was also brand new. It's actually been 0 days in the market, so it literally just got posted today. That is listed at $533,800, open this weekend. This one is a 4-bedroom, 2-full-bath Cape. It's in great, great condition, beautiful yard, custom kitchen, custom cabinets, beautiful deck in the backyard for entertaining, wood-burning fireplace, and two of the 4 bedrooms are on the first floor. So that can be a little complicated for those of you that have young kids. You know, you usually want them, at least I know with experience, typically when I'm working with buyers, they would like all their kids in the same level. But I have to say, as they get older, you know, now my children are heading to the teen years, I actually can see that working out very well. While having them in a separate floor might be a little easier, definitely get some more rest as those teenagers love to stay up pretty late. So those are the two that I think that you should definitely check out in Marblehead. Then I'm going to head over to Swampscott. Swampscott this weekend has 13 single families, ranging from $369 all the way up to $1.198 million, 4 condos, $289 up to $639,000, and 2 multifamilies. They're ranging from $539,000 to $799,000. Actually, I think one of them just had a price reduction. So one of the properties that I pulled in Swampscott is number 24 Ryan Place. It is listed at $379,900. It was built in 1994. This is actually a condo, so it's number 24 Ryan Place, but it's actually unit number 24. It's listed as a single family on the multiple listing service. It can kind of confuse some people because the way that property is listed through the multiple service, even though it's technically considered a townhouse, they have it listed as a single family. I think because, and the reason why they did this is because there is no condo fee with this unit, and it's very large. It's almost 2,000 square feet, so I think that they added that in there because it does truly feel like a single family home. This one, so like I said, almost 2,000 square feet, 1,952 to be exact. 2 really great size bedrooms, large kitchen, master suite with a master bath, and there's also a attached car, a garage. So that's, you know, really helpful, especially in the New England weather. But again, that is listed at $379,900, and that is open this weekend. And then the other one, we're going to head over to Orchard Road in Swampscott. I really love this location. It's really quiet, but really close to all the beaches in town. This one has just been price reduced to $509, which I think is a great price. 3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths. It is in the Stanley Elementary School area. Now, one thing to remember, Swampscott is in a neighborhood school, so you could be right next to the Stanley or Clark or Hadley Elementary School, but doesn't necessarily mean your son or daughter will attend that school. They try to, what they do, disperse the numbers out and try to keep the class sizes low. So right now we have the 3 elementary schools. That could change, but as of now, that's 3 schools. So again, even though it's listed at the Stanley Elementary School, it's just a location, but doesn't necessarily mean your child will go there. But this is a beautiful home. It has a lovely brand new granite kitchen with newer baths. And again, the location I think is really, really nice. So I would definitely go check that out if you have the time. And then we're going to head over to Salem. Salem this weekend has 9 single families from $309 up to $595. Condos, they have 12 open houses this weekend, ranging from $174,900 up to $545,000. And only 2 multis here again, $285,000 up to $399,900. You know, multis, again, very, very low inventory on the multifamily. So I'm no surprise, again, that there's not that many open. There's just not that many on the market. But one property, so I pulled as a multi in Salem, is number 46 Butler Street. This one is listed at $285,000. And this is a two-family with 2 units side-by-side, which I particularly love. This is located sort of near the Peabody area downtown Salem. The total building has almost 2,800 square feet, 2,740 to be exact. Now we're going to head over to West Circle in Salem. It's number 6 West Circle, listed at $359,000. This is off of Lafayette Street. It's technically South Salem near Forest River Park. This particular home is on a quiet cul-de-sac area. It is 3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, so 8 total rooms altogether. It's about 1,500 square feet with a garage that's detached, side entry. They're saying there's 3 parking spaces. I think that's pretty accurate, off-street. And I really just love this home because there has been some updates, which would be the gas heating system. They did refinish the flooring. Beautiful crown moldings in the property. And I just love that it's just a cute little home, but with lots of character. I really like the location on this one too, because again, it's that Forest River Park area, close to your conveniences in town, but you know, not in a busy area where you know you can't enjoy the quiet in the neighborhood. That's going to do it for this weekend's open house show. I hope you enjoyed yourself, and I hope you have a great weekend. Get out there, enjoy some fairs, local fairs, apple picking, but please be sure to visit some open houses and let me know what you think. Visit me at irvingpropertygroup.com, or you can find me on LinkedIn at Connie Irving. I'm also on Twitter. I would love, love, love to answer some of your real estate related questions. You can visit me at www.askconnie.info. Thanks so much.